The Ballad of the Bread Man by Charles Causley. Mary stood in the kitchen, baking a loaf of bread. An angel flew in through the window. "We've a job for you," he said. "God in his big gold heaven, sitting in his big blue chair, wanted a mother for his little son. Suddenly saw you there." Mary shook and trembled. "It isn't true what you say."
"Don't say that," said the angel. "The baby's on its way."
Joseph was in the workshop, planing a piece of wood. "The old man's past it," his neighbours said. "That girl's been up to no good." "And who was that elegant fellow," they said, "in the shiny gear?" The things they said about Gabriel were hardly fit to hear. Mary never answered. Mary never replied. She kept the information, like the baby, safe inside. It was election winter. They went to vote in town. When Mary found her time had come, the hotels let her down. The baby was born in an annex next to the local pub. At midnight, a delegation turned up from the farmers' club. They talked about an explosion that made a hole in the sky. Said they'd been sent to the Lamb and Flag to see God come down from on high. A few days later, a bishop and a five-star general were seen, with the head of an African country in a bulletproof limousine. "We've come," they said, "with tokens for the little boy to choose." Told the tale about war and peace in the television news. After them came the soldiers, with rifle and bomb and gun, looking for enemies of the state. The family had packed and gone. When they got back to the village, the neighbours said to a man, "That boy will never be one of us, though he does what he blessed well can." He went round to all the people, a paper crown on his head. "Here is some bread from my father. Take, eat," he said. Nobody seemed very hungry. Nobody seemed to care. Nobody saw the God in himself quietly standing there. He finished up in the papers. He came to a very bad end. He was charged with bringing the living to life. No man was that prisoner's friend. There's only one kind of punishment to fit that kind of crime. They rigged a trial and shot him dead. They were only just in time. They lifted the young man by the leg. They lifted him by the arm. They locked him in a cathedral in case he came to harm. They stored him safe as water under seven rocks. One Sunday morning, he burst out like a jack-in-the-box. Through the town he went walking. He showed them the holes in his head. "Now, do you want any loaves?" he cried. "Not today," they said.